Standard Indian Legal Citation is essentially an effort by a number of Indian law students, graduates, as well as academicians and professionals to try and put together a citation system that's India-centric. And by that, we mean a citation system that, covers the majority of Indian legal sources and material available, and that's available to everyone. And we started the citation system with the hope that we could really bring some uniformity across the nation in terms of our citation practices. What we found after doing a little bit of questioning is that different universities are using different citation standards across the country. Some universities don't have citation standards for their project submissions, for their research. Some are using Blue Book, some are using OSCOLA, which are foreign citation systems we'll talk about in a little bit. And we felt a very strong need. We felt it was important that India has its own legal citation system, and that's why we started SILK. So I can provide you essentially with the three, at least three primary goals that, SILK has. The first is providing a citation system that comprehensively covers Indian legal sources and material not covered by foreign citation systems. So I wouldn't say that this working draft is comprehensive. It's a start. We've covered some Indian materials here, but we hope that with time as we progress, it will be more comprehensive, covering at least a good amount of the Indian legal sources and material available. The second goal is providing an easy-to-use and easy-to-access citation system that will always be free of cost to everyone. We really want this to be available to absolutely everyone and anyone who wants to use it and download it. We want it to be easily accessible online. And as we launch, you'll find that all you have to do is go online, register, which is absolutely free, and you're going to receive a copy. And this will always be free. That's the reason. One of the reasons that we really created SILK is to ensure that there's a free citation system available to all Indians. And any foreign authors as well who would like to work either in India or publish with certain Indian publications that might start using SILK. And the third goal that we have is introducing uniformity in the citation practices of law journals and law schools across India. And by extension, essentially increase connectivity and understanding between law schools and journals in the nation. And we think this is important. I think over the past decade, we've seen a lot of developments in legal education in India, but we still haven't seen really a lot of uniformity in the citation practices across the country. I mean, if I just call up my friends in Calcutta or Delhi or Bangalore, so many of them are using different citation standards. So we think it's about time we started making the shift, and thankfully we've received quite a bit of support so far.
Can you outline some of the benefits the Indian legal education would have were it to adopt a standard method of legal citation?
Right. So I think some of the benefits you have are, first, you won't have to search as far to figure out how to cite something. The problem with some foreign citation systems, for example, like the Blue Book or the OSCOLA, is that they're centered around citation in their own countries. And, of course, now they've been adopted internationally, and they've started trying to cater to a more international set of authors. But you still can't find all the legal sources from India that you would like to find. And SILK has an entire chapter of materials stretching from legislative materials to bills, the Indian Constitution, reports by ministries, for example, parliamentary debates, even stuff from the Securities Appellate Tribunal that you wouldn't find abroad. So the first one of the first benefits I would say is that you will have a place to find how to cite India material that's unique to India. And like I said, we're not yet comprehensive. We're just at the beginning, but this is going to be expanded substantially. The second benefit is that, it's free of cost. I think the Blue Book, for example, is still expensive. Not all law schools in India have Blue Books available easily to their students. So that makes it difficult. And Silk is very easy in that sense because it's easy to access, it's free. I think another benefit is that as we grow, as the output of research grows and the number of journals that we have in India continues to grow, there's more uniformity. It's easier to find a source that that's cited in an article. If you're trying to locate it, it's going to be a lot easier to find it.
Can you talk about some other standard methods of citation across the world which you've seen and have inspired you in your work?
Sure. So I think obviously you can't go without mentioning both the Blue Book, which is one of the standards used in the United States, and of course the OSCOLA, which is the Oxford University Standard for Citation of Legal Authorities. The Blue Book is both of these citation systems started out by catering to their own countries. I think the OSCOLA standard, the Oxford standard, OSCOLA, was initially created with a focus on the United Kingdom. And I think that's why we call Silk India-centric, because when you look at OSCOLA, you find a lot of material that's in England or Wales or essentially centered around that area of the world, and not as much centered on India. Of course, some of the common principles, signals and signs, such as IBID or C, you find these things are quite common between the citation systems, but the sources that are covered they comprehensively cover sources of English law, and our purpose is to provide a citation system that comprehensively covers is a first place to go to for sources of Indian law. And the same thing goes for Blue Book, for example. The Blue Book covers sources of American law quite comprehensively. And we want a citation system where Indian lawyers can go, and that can be their first place of reference when they're trying to cite something from India. And I think the people ask, why don't you just adopt one of the foreign citation systems? Why create a new citation system altogether? I think the reason is that India has a lot of unique legal sources. We have our own ministries, we have our parliament, all of these kind of sources, various circulars, even ancient, when we look at religious law, a lot of these things require citation, and you shouldn't have to search very far to cite these things. I think that it's important we have a reasonably comprehensive guide, and we hope this working draft will be a first step towards that.
I'm guessing it would have been challenging speaking and convincing early adopters in India. I'm guessing it was a challenge speaking to publishers in India as well about a standard method of Indian citation. Can you talk about your experiences in that regard?
Sure, absolutely. You're very correct. It's a very great idea to have a unique citation system, but the real difficulty was gathering input and getting people to support this. But thankfully, what I can say is that actually we've had a lot of support for this initiative. We're extremely thankful to our advisors. We wouldn't have been able to make it this far without them. A lot of vice chancellors have lent support towards this initiative. And I think we don't really see it as just trying to convince people to use the system. What we really wanted to do was gather a lot of input from as many individuals as possible. And I think that's what makes Silk slightly different. We want to gather input, and this is exactly why we're putting together a working draft. Because we want even more input from students and faculty about how we can improve this, what we can put into it, and take it forward. And I guess we see this not only as a citation system, but in a sense as a movement to bring together our legal community to kind of push this piece of legal innovation in India and use it together. And I think we've really approached the law schools and spoken to people and taken their input, and I think that's how we've been able to at least gather some initial support.
All right. Thank you, Rohit. I hope that legal research and writing becomes at least incrementally easier after the success of Silk.
Thank you so much, Aju. I appreciate this, and I really hope that whoever's listening will take the time to visit www.silkmanual.org and register to receive a copy.